Welcome to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Kyle.
And Mother's Day is coming.
Yep, coming up this weekend.
Yep, it is. My family is so bad at anything that isn't a birthday or Christmas. And we're actually pretty bad at birthdays. We're really only a Christmas family.
Yeah,
we're really only a Christmas family. I will say I am, I think mothers deserve a day. I really do. And I wish I was better at it, I think is what I'm trying to say. I wish I was better at Mother's Day. There have been some Mother's Days that I knock that out of the park. There have been a couple where my sister's like, thanks a lot. But then there have been others where it was like, I missed the mark. And like, it just, or I would like, it wasn't enough or, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I think it's just like, I think like all moms are always like, here's my confusion. So I don't have any children. I think Steven's the only one in here with kids.
I don't have any kids that I know of.
That I know of.
I love saying that as a woman. It doesn't make sense when it makes me happy.
But it's funny because I have two mothers, and I don't have two moms, but I have two mothers in my life. I have three mothers in my life, my sisters and then my mom. And everybody's kind of in different stages. Like I have like Sage has a 5-year-old and like a 13-year-old, and Casey has a 4-month-old or a 5-month-old and a 5-year-old. And then obviously my mother has, you know,
adult children,
several terrible women in their 30s. And so when that's, those are her problems. And so like, it's funny because like Casey, my younger sister, is like, she's like, you know what I want for Mother's Day is just to heck off. And you take the kids. I'm getting out of here. Or like, I want you to do something nice for me. And like, I don't want to see they're little kids. They're not going to know the difference.
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, oh, it's Mother's Day. We should really spend time with her. No, they're barely coherent.
Yeah.
And they also just like, they also cling to her constantly, you know? And then I have, Sage, who has like one younger kid and one teenager. And it's like, she's trying to like grab the teenager closer, and the younger one is like just going to be there anyway. But it's like, and then there's my mom, who's like, everybody come to me for the whole day right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh no.
I can see that when you're like, you know, your kids are younger. You want like a break because you're on your mom on all the time.
Yeah.
You're on mom, your mom on all the time.
You're mom on.
Yeah, so you're mom on.
The human torch, like, mom on.
Phenomenon.
Sometimes like, I feel like I can see that transformation. She and I will be like, because sometimes I'll just snatch her up for my younger sister, Casey. I'll snatch her up for like a sushi date or something. Or like.
She de-moms before your
eyes. She like de-moms in front of me. And she's my stinky little sister again. And I'm just like, and we both turn into idiots, you know, out in public. And then like we go back to her house and we come through the door, and she immediately, it's just like this,
she
this like
on
shoosh,
mom on, yeah,
mom on. And it's, I'm like, whoa.
I would like to say I'm thinking it would be like Iron Man, you know, all of a sudden the armor comes out.
Totally. Yep. And then when you get older and like your kids move out, then it's like you just want them to hang out with
right
you.
Just you're
like,
just like,
one
you
day that you can all come over.
Yeah, my mom's constantly begging me to hang out. But
I'm a nerd.
I know. Mom, I have a boyfriend. I'm actually seeing someone right now, Mom. Stop being so thirsty.
He's obsessed with me.
She's like, but she's, I mean, I get it. But it's also, I'm just like, what do I do for all of you? My sister actually, every once in a while, my younger sister will get me. She has for the past 3 years, and it always catches me off guard. But because I'm a year and a half older than her, but like she, like the older sister, the closest, I feel like the closer older sister is always in a lot of families, always kind of like the second mom.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Yeah. Like elder sisters typically become second mothers. And my sister has been getting me a Mother's Day present. Just like something small. Like she'll get me like something small and she'll be like, Happy Mother's Day. And I'm just like, stop.
That's cute.
Makes me fucking cry. Sorry. It makes me cry every time. But it's just, we will have, I whispered it, but that, you know. What are you doing for your mom? Do you have a plan?
I'm going to Bend for the weekend. I have a show, and my mom and my old sister are coming along, and we're staying with my sister-in-law and brother and my niece and nephew. So on I'll have a show Saturday on actual Sunday. It's probably going to be too crazy to go out for brunch, but I was thinking it'd be cute if like me and Jordan and my little sister just like made brunch in the kitchen. Yeah. We can all hang out before we go. Just tell everyone to sit down and don't come in here.
Yeah.
Don't come in here, even though it's like an opening. They're going to see us doing whatever. Look away. Yeah.
Don't look.
Look at the flowers.
It's a surprise. Yeah.
So something cute like that. Yeah. My mom, like, she's a pretty independent person. Like, she spends time with us, but she also likes just like doing her own thing. Mm-hmm. And like, her kids are grown, so she can do that. You know, it's just like not a big deal. But I like to, if I find something, I'm like, I don't really get people a gift just to get them a gift because that feels like it's not genuine.
Yeah.
Like, flowers are nice because flowers are always just pretty to look at and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if I see something and I'm like, that reminds me of my mom, then I have to get
it.
So I was at Ross and I found something that like reminded me of her. I was like, okay, she's going to use this as well. It's not just like, I got you some lotion.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like lotion and body wash, mom. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know what everyone's, you know, particular things that they like. So something that's just like, oh, this is useful and it reminds me of you. And it'll be something like small and cute and sentimental. So.
See, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's a kind of like knock it out of the park type of thing, I think.
It's like, but it's like low key and that's kind of what she wants.
Yeah.
So it, it worked out.
I think that mothers want the gift of time.
Mm-hmm.
So either time to themselves when the kids are younger or time with you when they're older. Cannabis is a good gift.
I think.
Well, my mom would have loved that.
And then I think that every once in a while, getting something that's a luxury that they would have never thought to get for themselves is really good. But I have been doing shoestring catches for a while now because my mom is like me. You know, like she sees something she wants because she needs. She just gets it. So what am I going to get as a present? So I'll like... My brother posted in a family WhatsApp chat that we have a picture of my – he's like the historian of the family with photography. And he had a picture of my mom at like 4 years old. So I took that same picture and I took it into Photoshop and I added text. And I was like, happy birthday to this kid, you know. Yeah. And it was like, oh, I'm a hero all of a sudden. Because this is a birthday card, but it was just like lame. So my mom is nearly impossible to buy for. Although one good gift for her – is if I pay for a dance lesson for her because she still does dance lessons.
Oh, that's so cute.
But she does dance lessons that are really expensive.
Of course.
Like, yeah.
But course like, hey, you know, like spend my inheritance. Go for it.
Yeah.
Get out there, lady. I don't know. My mom is difficult because it'll be like 1 year. Because she's like me. 1 year she's really into something. And then the next year that thing is sitting in a corner unused. And then she's into another new thing.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, so here's what I need to focus on is I need to find something that she will always be interested in that is still going to be cool. Even if it sits in a corner unused, she can look at it and think about it. And so I think 1 year, I can't remember if it was for Mother's Day or her birthday, but she had a cat that she was especially attached to. And I got a throw blanket with his picture woven into it.
Very cute.
And it sits on the back of a couch. And she like cried when she saw it. And of course, Casey's just staring daggers at me. And she was like, man, I spent money on my gift this year too. And I was just like, sorry about it.
Well, I mean, there's always cannabis and then chocolates to go with them.
True.
You could do that.
So, or some Oreos,
yeah.
Oreo, half gallon of milk. Mm. That's what I'm doing for my dad for Father's Day, I think.
I think that one of the things about gifts, if you actually get a gift for your mother, is it just the thought does actually count.
It does.
Because you're absolutely going to get the wrong
like
thing.
That's kind of like one of the only times it counts. We're going to come back to this on It's Fine on KXRW on Independent Radio Vancouver. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lindell.
I'm Steven.
I'm Kyle.
We'll be back, I think.
KXRW is supported by The Columbian, which provides coverage of environmental, transportation, and homelessness issues of vital interest to the region and is made possible through its community-funded journalism project via the Local Media Foundation. Available at columbian.com.
Welcome back to It's Fine on KXRW. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lindell.
I'm Steven.
I'm Kyle.
Kyle.
Yeah. I like how you saved me for last on this
subject. Well, darling, I mean,
my mom's been a cheap date for the past 24 years. I'll say that much.
You're not the only one out, you know?
No, I know. I do remember one gift that I got for her that she really liked, and now I'm in possession of it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's I got her a snow globe from the movie Yellow Submarine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a music box. Oh, and nice. She really likes music box. So it just plays Yellow Submarine, but I still have that on a shelf.
It is. We do keep it on a shelf in the house. Mm-hmm. I know that you're a ways away from it now, but is there like a piece of advice you would, I know that, for example, just to say, several people in our community, in the comedy community, have lost their moms, and this will be their first Mother's Day without their mothers. If you had a piece of advice, do you think, or if you had anything that you think would help?
Don't do what I did and don't go into the service industry where you have to serve people and their moms. And it's just a constant reminder. So that was like, it's been a lot. Mother's Day has been a lot easier since I haven't been waiting tables, honestly. Don't punish yourself with it. Try and distract yourself. Do something else. Do literally anything else. If there's like a video game you've been playing, lock yourself in your room and play it all day. If there's a movie or a TV show, like just allow yourself to like treat yourself, honestly, because it is such a hard day for people that don't have moms.
I'm sure really that your mom would want you to do something nice for you on that day instead of, you know, beat yourself up over something like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's really tough for a lot of people. I mean, it's still pretty tough for me. She also died in May.
Yeah.
So it's like May is, this is just a hard month in general for me, but it gets easier over time in a way. It's, I don't know. I don't want to say it, because you hold on to that trauma, obviously, and it really depends on how you're feeling that year. Because there's been years where I'm like, I didn't even think about it. It snuck up on me. Like last year, we were in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about it. We even left the day that, like, we got there on Mother's Day, and then we left the day that she actually passed away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was outside of my mind. So I would say distract yourself, honestly.
Right,
it's the best thing you can do.
Yeah. I think there's the, for this, so I don't know if you guys have heard about the button and the ball for grief healing, but the idea is that grief is a button. Mm-hmm. And when you press the button, when the button gets pressed, you hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, when something has hurt you and you've gone through something, there's a ball in the room that's so big, if it moves, the button gets pushed repeatedly. And after a while, you live your life, and that memory, which is the ball, gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that it's not going to push the button every now and then, because it's just bouncing randomly, you know? And sometimes that memory pushes the button, and you're going to hurt. And sometimes something comes along and pushes the ball into the button. And I think that this is, like, you have to remember that this, like, it isn't, like, I don't, not that I think anybody blames themselves, but it's like sometimes the button's going to hit, like the button's going to get pressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like you just move past it, you know, but it's not, it's just something to expect. I think,
well, I think they, in a way, like, you're kind of describing triggers too. In
yeah.
A way.
There's that too.
It's funny because people like, especially the people, like some people politically will be like, oh, those aren't real and you're being a wimp or whatever. But it's like, dude, you don't understand. Triggers are weird. Yeah. Like they make no sense. There's no rule. So my mom loved Jimmy Buffett. I cry when I hear Jimmy Buffett. That is embarrassing.
And people don't understand that, I'm sure, because it's not really sad music.
No, not at all. You're like, why are you singing, or why are you crying to a song about a cheeseburger? It's like, you don't understand.
You don't get it.
Yeah. No, totally. And it can be surprising. You like can think you completely move past something. And then like sometimes driving by and like a neighborhood where you spend a lot of time with someone, or going to a place you haven't been to since, or with that person, and you're like, ugh. And it can feel weird. Yeah. Sometimes you like need space from like that room, like walking into the building and be like, oh, I haven't been here since. And they're like, uh-oh, I need to step outside for a second.
I'm going
to
go. You know?
100. I felt that way about the entire state of Florida when I went back and then I had nowhere to step out to.
Yeah, it's strange when it's like a bigger than just.
It's out here too.
Yeah,
it's bigger than just a building when it's like a whole city or a whole state.
It's a whole, or like a whole vibe for to a day. Like a certain time of year, I think. Mm-hmm. Also, there are certain like
seasonal stuff,
dude. Weather triggers my memory so hard. It's like worse than smell for me, because smell we believe is
strongest sense tied to memory,
right? Because the
I learned that from a cologne commercial. So who knows if it's real?
No, it is actually true, and we believe
Calvin
that
Calvin Klein.
The reason
the scientists at Calvin Klein,
the scientists at Calvin Klein,
Axe body spray. Yeah, it was something douchey.
We
sure.
believe
Old
that
Spice,
because the processing center that you the processing center where smell is taken care of is literally like next door to where we believe this, like the sensory gyrus, which is a lot of like the memory forming parts. And we also have no idea how memory works We have some idea, but like, we don't really know. But it's we think it's because it's like they're so close that like certain things like there's a little network that goes between those two systems. So but for some reason weather for me just wild. I don't know.
I think the way that the brain is wired is that when you see something, you see it. I mean, that's it. You see it, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are steps in between, but
And we, you know, we have more cones than rods, so we're not really like, you know, we have that thing where something moves out of the corner of our eye and it attracts our attention, but animals have like way more rods, so they are like
movement oriented.
Smell and hearing are go to certain parts of your brain that are like, hey, you know, danger. The thing. Yeah. And so that gets tied in with your memory and it becomes very complicated. So you could smell something. I mean, once in a while, I'll smell something like, oh my God, it's summer camp. This is a smell from summer camp. And there's no defense against that.
Nothing.
There's just nothing. Because it hits you when you least expect it.
Because it's immediate, too. It is absolutely immediate.
That pink soap in the bathroom reminds me of elementary school. Like if you get that pink soap in the ketchup bottle that they have in there.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's certain. there is a perfume that Charlotte Russe sells, the store Charlotte Russe. And I'm sure there's Charlotte Russe is still open somewhere, but there's a perfume that they still sell that I used to wear 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I saw it in a store and I picked it up and I sniffed it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, am I drunk right now? I was like, whoa, I feel tipsy. Like, and it was literally the memory of like being like 19 at house parties and being like, gotta put on my Charlotte Russe perfume before I go out. it was nuts.
When I was a kid, I ate onion rings. I used to like onion rings. And one time I had onion rings, there was something.
You
was
don't like, anymore?
No, I don't. Because I had an onion ring one time and I had a bad reaction to it. I got a little nauseous. And so I don't have onion rings anymore. And, and the point is that I'm a weak person and I should have overcome that by now. But you can reprogram your brain past these, you know, what are they? Aversion therapy. You could do the opposite. You could just be like, let me be exposed to that again. Maybe have a pleasant experience with it.
Right.
And one of the things that I learned to say to people, you know, when they've lost somebody is, hey, you know, I hope that their memory is always brings you joy or comfort you know, or something good. You know, I hope that it's a good thing for you. And that's the thing is you're going to lose somebody. You're going to lose everybody eventually.
Yeah.
So having that mechanism and just getting past like, then you could see something and be like, reminds me of that person.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good thing. Yeah.
And to try to associate like the good memories instead of the bad ones. Because sometimes like when you're first going through that like difficult time of a breakup or a loss, like the bad stuff comes up, you know, first for whatever reason, just because it connects with the pain. But then just be like, you know, I'm going to remember those positive. Even like bad breakups, it's like it's easy to be like, that person sucks and like think of all the bad stuff. But like a good way of getting past it is to not like romanticize the good times and forget the bad. Right. But just being like, I'd much rather think of this person as like we had a moment together that was beautiful, but it didn't work out, instead of like constantly think about the good and miss them or constantly like vilify them till it's like you're angry and sad all the time.
Just at least to tell yourself that it wasn't wasted time. You know,
it's all lessons.
All lessons. All right. Do we have another one?
Yeah, we have one more.
All right. I guess we will come back to It's Fine on KXRW. I'm Faith.
I'm Mandolin Deal.
I'm Steven.
I'm Kyle.
We'll see you soon.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver six or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
Welcome back to It's Fine on KXRW. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lindell.
I'm Steven.
I'm Kyle.
And we're talking about Mother's Day.
Talking moms.
We're talking moms in general. None of us are moms, but, you know, we have full authority to talk about it. It's we were just kind of talking about our moms and Mother's Day. You know, if you have memories with your mother, you know, this is a good time to start dwelling on them and thinking about your mom. And sometimes that includes just little quirks that your mom has. And I think everybody has, like, everybody has those little quirks that their mom has that even if they drove you nuts at one point, you kind of look back on, it's like endearing. And if somebody else was like going to say something bad about your mom's quirks, you'd be like, hey, no.
Same with siblings. Like I would make fun of my little sister and if my friends were like, yeah, if someone knows she does it, I'm like, excuse you?
Shut up.
No. Like,
it's you want a knuckle sandwich?
Yeah, no one talks bad about your little sibling but you, you know?
The same thing with your mom, though. Like, it's funny because, like, if I let you talk bad about my mom in front of me, it means that you're probably in the family with me.
Yeah.
But,
you have
like,
to be related. But otherwise.
Otherwise, I'm like, hey, cool it. But then I'll turn around and I'll just be like, oh, my mom said this thing. I hate her.
If I say my mom's a little bit much, that's fine. But if you just met her and you say, I'm like, she's a nice lady. Yeah, she's a beautiful woman.
I know.
She's a kind soul.
Listen, she's been through a lot. Shut up.
Yep.
So I don't know. What do you guys, have like anything specific that you think about that your mom used to do or still does or does every time you see her and you're like, please stop?
My mom is like very high energy. She's like, go, go, go. She wakes up early, makes her coffee. She likes to clean stuff. It's like a way to calm her down. But sometimes she's like a little much. She like lives with us part time because she lives in her van and she travels a lot. Cool. But it's been nice having like an adult relationship because I can kind of be like, mom, when I first walk in the door, like I have to pee. Like give me a second. I need to put the groceries down. Don't just like talk my ear off. And that's been good. But it's also like she's really protective and sometimes she kind of jumps to conclusions and it's like, mom, chill. And she appreciates when I say that. She's like, you're always so chill. I appreciate that. So we like balance each other out.
That's
it's nice. Just nice. We used to fight and now it's like we appreciate those things about each other. But as an example, my friend was living in an apartment with her ex for a long time. He finally moved out and she was telling me about it last night. And I was like, did you make sure he gave you the key? Did you change the locks? You better change the locks. And she was like, no, but he did return his key. I was like, okay, I'm just making sure. And then I saw her today and I was like, sorry, that was crazy.
Whoa.
As soon as we got off the phone, I was like, mom? Like my mom came out of my mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was like, I don't know. You can't trust these hoes. You better change the locks. Like, intense
I know.
About it.
Oh, like, man.
That's my
Dude,
mom.
I love it when my mom comes out of my mouth because I'm just like, every once in a while, like I'll do something and I'll just be like, wait. Hold on. And like Kyle will recognize it too. And he's just like, Monica? And I'm like, yeah, a little bit. I mean, it can't
but
be
if you're ever
to.
Like, you fool. Yeah. I'm like, your mom.
Yeah. Anytime that's or like heathen. One of my mom's. My mom has this way of speaking.
She speaks like Maleficent. She talks like Maleficent. That's
my mom amazing. Has this way of speaking. And like, if you ever. Met her the way that I talk I think would make a lot of sense too but like she I can't remember
silence like, you fools
she yeah. literally we were on this hike and it was a really short hike and she like we stopped by this little bench and she goes I need to take rest.
Oh my God, it was so cute.
I was like, okay, mom, before you faint
my
away.
Faint, yeah. Get my salts.
Get your vapors Smelling under salt, control. And it was, or like cute. She was like texting Kyle. I'm crying right now because she's so ridiculous. Kyle and I were heading down to Costa Mesa, and where my parents had met, and She was like, oh, like you're going to be in this place and like there's strawberry fields over there. And she goes, on a warm day, the air is sweet with the smell of strawberries. So literally every once in a while we'll be somewhere and I'm like, the air is sweet. with the smell of whatever.
Whatever the thing is. Yeah, that's great.
Sounds
like a poet
ridiculous.
Or like a Victorian woman.
She's like we literally say like, we're like, she's like a Victorian child with tuberculosis. She's like, please, I need rest. Please take me. Yes.
God bless us, everyone.
Take me to the sea one last time.
My mom is Tiny Tim. Not going to believe this. That's ridiculous.
My mother is Tiny Tim. It's just insane.
Oh, my God.
She, like, yeah, no, that's, like, my favorite thing. It's my favorite thing, but it's also... She has a sense of humor, but she doesn't. Like, my mom doesn't get jokes. So you, like, tell her a joke, and she just dissects it instead of laughing at it, which, as a comedian, is just wonderful.
You're like, oh, please explain it to me.
But
yeah.
she's totally fine with us roasting her for her weird way that she says
good
things.
Sense of humor about herself. That's good. My mom has a good sense of humor, too. Like, you really can't. offend her. It's pretty difficult. You have to be pretty blatantly mean to her face for her to be like, hey.
Wow.
She just kind of laughs it off.
My mother has really impressed me because since my father passed away, I have a very dark sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember something happened fairly recently, and I said, wow, if Dad heard that, he would be quivering in his ash box. Yeah. My mother started laughing. Everyone's going to be like, have you heard from Dad recently? He's not returning my calls.
Oh my
And my mom is like, she laughs about that stuff. And I'm like, it's kind of unexpected, but I really kind of push that a little bit. She just doesn't have as many memorable saying as my dad did.
Yeah.
My dad had all kinds of sayings. And that's not really my mom. But one of the thing about my mom is that her gut reaction to almost anything is a negative response. You know, be like, oh, I'm going to sign up for this walk. It's like 20 miles. Like, you can't do 20 miles. You can't go. That's too far. It's or, you know, I strained myself lifting recently and.
You shouldn't have done that.
Well, it was like, well, you should take a break. You shouldn't do it for. I was like, I don't have a choice. I can't move.
Bam.
You know? So, you know, they just kind of get used to that. But if you can learn to laugh at your parents' foibles, man, you've really got an advantage.
It's stuff that used to just drive me crazy. And just, she used to do things that just would drive me insane, and now I'm just like, whatever.
Because
when I'm a teenager and I'm powerless, it was terrible. But now that I'm, you know, almost 40, I'm like, do what you want, lady.
Here's the weirdest thing about parents. It's really tough to wrap your mind around it. When your parents have you, they're kids. They make a lot of mistakes, and you have to learn to forgive them. Even if your mom's older, your mom's like, say, in her 70s, there's a kid in there.
Yeah. It is really nice. I know we're running out of time in this segment, but is there any chance we could get to Kyle? He has really fun. He has fun memories of his mom.
She also was very dark. I actually have a bit I'm doing right now about how she took me to see the movie Titanic, and it was a very somber energy in the audience because we lived in the Bible Belt in Florida. But when that guy hits the propeller, he falls off the boat and hits the propeller, my mom and I just started bursting out laughing, and we were the only people there that were laughing at it. And we were like, what? This is gold. Like, what are you? We're looking around like, what is wrong with you, folk?
Yeah.
But yeah, she had, I mean, there's some things I can't say on air because they're really dark, but she constantly made jokes about death. She constantly made jokes about a lot of stuff like that. The one thing that used to bug me the most when I was a kid, though, was if I really liked something and it had a weird name, she would call it everything but the name. I played this game called Banjo-Kazooie on Nintendo 64, and she would just come in and be like, you playing that Hong Kong Fooey? You playing that? Just like, whatever, like, just over and over. And she just like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And I was like, how do you
think of these so fast? Yeah,
how are you doing this? It was almost like a joke game for her.
Yeah.
Like,
so your mom was riffing. A comedic genius.
Yeah. She kind of was. I mean, she was a better joke writer than my dad was, but my dad just has like an encyclopedic knowledge of street jokes is what it is.
Yeah.
So he's like a jukebox. You put a quarter in, but she's like, oh my God, this is messed up. Let me make a joke about this immediately.
Yeah.
So I kind of got the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah. A little format and a little chaos.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. We have gone over time, but hopefully we'll be able to.
We did
to
it for the moms. Okay?
We did it for our moms.
Yeah.
This has been It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lindeal.
I'm Steven.
I'm Kyle.
And we'll see you next time.